Apel Road, Camino de Apel. This is the old Camino de Apel, the leather road in English. It was used by the pilgrims of yesteryear as the main road. The so-called King's Highway was closed to avoid infection with leprosy. Pilgrims washed themselves in the fountain of the same name, Apel Fountain, before going inside the shrine. The fountain is easy to find. Go down the stone steps to the sea, right in front of the fountain, or down any of the other pathways by its side. The large circular rock that is broken in two straight ahead of you is known as the Salado Perello. Go down the path towards the rock and turn right. If you go to have a look at the hollow space in the Salado Perello, be careful as the rocks are very slippery. There are good views all around from here. You can see the bell tower of Abarca Shrine and the sculpture called Aferida. And on the other side of the sea, Mount Facho, the Cachelmo and Abuitra headland. You can even see Vilan Lighthouse. Many of the rocks in this sea of stones have funny shapes and locals, especially children, have given them names. Tito's house, under which children hid, and the oscillating stone, which despite its temerarious situation, defying gravity, has not yet rolled down into the sea. The stone walls you can see in front of you protected the small orchards from the wind and sea salt. Crops helped make up a self-sufficient economy for sailors, although very few are used nowadays. Now head towards the conger eel drying site of Apedrinha.